Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for all the things you do. Jesus, thank you. Jesus, God.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Jeannie, and this is my first program from our new home. Praise God. Before I go any further, I'm going to do a sound check to make sure y'all are hearing me. Jennifer, are y'all hearing me tonight?
Yes, yes. Welcome back.
Great. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it. Okay, I'm on mute you again. Anyhow, I'm so excited to be back tonight, and I'm just so excited that it's the first show from our new home. We finally got internet up here. I think it was last Thursday. They had run the lines a little bit a few days before that, but anyhow, we're hooked up. Everything seems to be going fine that I can tell, but we're just so excited. As of today, we've been spending the night in the new house. This is like the 22nd day. And have been pretty well completely moved in, maybe a week, liking just a few little things. So, excuse me, it's been a difficult time. We've been really, really tired. Hollis and I did it all ourselves, with exception of just one couch. We got one of the carpenters to help us get it in the door. But we're just thrilled. Just thrilled and loving it and just so happy of being where God has called us to be. It's just super. But anyhow, I'm excited to be here with y'all and thank you for calling in tonight, and thank you for waiting and just being such faithful friends. I love you guys. I want to talk to you tonight about friends, about being a friend of God. And it's very connected even to friends in the natural. And I pray that all of y'all, that when you're a friend with someone, you know, someone that's really close to you, that you're a true friend, that you're a good friend. I mean, that's so important to have friends in life. And real friends, honestly, are few and far between. They're very few and far between. I wouldn't say right now, I wouldn't say that I've actually got a best friend. And, you know, we're in a new area and things like that. But it's just so important to have that true heart, you know, that honest heart, that heart that can be trusted. And I've got some scriptures. I'm just going to talk about this a little bit tonight. It says in Psalms 25:14, it says, "The friendship of the Lord is for those who fear him, and he makes known to them his covenant." Now, the fear of the Lord, you know, that's like respect. Respect for the Lord. And even in the natural, how can we ever be friends with someone that we have no respect for, that we have no honor for, no care about them in like thinking they're a good person or thinking they're, you know, that they're, this person's really cool, I really enjoy them. You've got to have even that level, a level of friendship before you can ever really have a love for someone, even where spouses or, you know, why, you know, spouses are concerned and things like that. You know, you see children that have no respect for their parents, and there's no real love there. There can't hardly be love if there's no respect. And in where the Lord is concerned, we have to hold him in awe of recognizing who he is. Not just that he's a God up there, because a lot of people just think of God just as, okay, that there's a superior being up there in the sky somewhere, up there in the heavens, and not know his nature of who he is, that he is all-powerful and all-knowing and that he is omnipresent, that he's everywhere, that he is personal, that he knows every person that's in creation and those that haven't even been born yet, but yet he's very personal and knows all the intimate details of us. Awe-inspiring. He's miraculous and wonderful and magnificent and more than we could ever behold. He's so great. But in the natural, with your regular friends here on this earth, there's got to be something about them that sets them apart, that you think, you know, you're really cool, you're really neat, that you're able to see those special qualities in people, those special things about them that draws you or makes you appreciate them, that makes you honor them. You know, we have to have honor for friends, and certainly honor our parents and family members. And it doesn't mean we don't see that they have clay feet. There's nobody in this world that if you get to know them well enough that you won't see that they have feet of clay. I don't care what evangelist it is, what principal it is in school when you're growing up, what teacher, because people are people and we see that. But we need to still be able to hold honor for them on the beautiful gift that they are to our lives, and that, for one, that God loves them, that God loves them, that every person, the most vilest criminal out there, God created them with a purpose. They don't always fulfill it, sadly. But when we pray for those, we have to look at it in the sense of you're not walking with God, but God has a purpose for your life. God loves you. Jesus died for you as much as he did the most wonderful, outrageously perfect person that we've ever known. That one that's the most lowly and most vile and most yucky, that God loved them too, and Jesus died for them too. And his desire is for them to come to God because he has a plan for their life as well. Another scripture here, it says, "You are my friends if you do what I command." that I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known unto you. That's the treasures of Jesus' heart. That's just the riches that are within him, of the things that Father God has shown him. And you know, he's withheld nothing from us. He's withheld not one thing. He is the firstborn among many brethren. I mean, we're the children of God. He gave his life for us. But you know, in the world, you've got to have someone that you can talk your heart with. Those things that you can share with them and know that they're not going to go blab it everywhere else. And as a friend, that's true too, that people should be able to talk to you and confide in you and not worry about you running around spreading everything that you've heard and telling everybody you know. You know, we need to have those and to be one of those that people feel like they can talk to. Myself and honestly, my husband both, I've had people, talk to me at times about very private matters. And even one of the ladies that I used to sit under ministry, she told me one time, she said, "I feel like I could tell you anything." And I said, "You can." To be able to hold things in confidence means so much, means so very much. I remember years ago, I was in junior high. There was a girl I was friends with, and there was another girl she was friends with that they were real close. I was friends with both of them, but not so much the other one. I was mostly friends with the one. And one day they were waiting on the bus, and of course the school grounds was crowded. Everybody was waiting on their buses, and I had gotten out of, I don't remember if PE or band, but I had come from another direction. And the grounds were full, and I was making my way to them, but you know, people were shoulder to shoulder, teachers and the principal and the kids and all. And as I was coming up kind of through the crowd, there were some people blocking my way, but I was within a couple people of them fixing to try to press through. And I overheard those two girls, and they were bad-mouthing, talking about another one of their friends. Now, they weren't talking about me, but they were, you know, talking negatively about another girl that I knew was one of their close friends. And I stopped when I heard that. And I thought, that's one of y'all's closest friends. And y'all are standing here bad-mouthing her, you know, and even kind of halfway chuckling about her. And when I heard that, they had never seen me. I turned around and I just eased back through the crowd. And without them ever knowing what happened, I never went around them again. I think it was a couple years later before in high school that I had classes with one of them. And was around her some again. But I thought, you know, my thought even at that age, I don't remember if I was an eighth grader or something, eighth or ninth, something like that, that I thought if you would badmouth them, you would badmouth me. And, you know, we don't want to be like that. We want to be someone that can hold things in confidence and see the best in people and pray for them. And just have integrity. But see, Jesus, he was like, I no longer call you servants, because a servant doesn't know his master's business. You know, he doesn't hold us afar off. He has that intimate relationship with us, that he can talk to us in the deepest parts of our heart. He can talk to us about those things that Father God has told him, and that we'll honor it. And we'll treasure what he's told us. And we'll hold it dear to our hearts. And consider it wonderful, wonderful that God speaks to us like that. That Jesus cares for us like that and talks to us about covenant and the promises of God. It says in Exodus 33:11, it says, the Lord would speak to Moses face to face, as one speaks to a friend. That's awesome. And of course, that was a thing that you know we will have someday. But you know, that's not something that's a regular occurrence. But what an awesome thing. But in the natural, if we have friends, you ever been friends with somebody that when you first met them and you first became friends, they're calling you all the time. They're texting you all the time. They're always saying, when can we get together? When can we go out? Let's have lunch together or let's go to, you know, let's go shopping together. Let's go on a picnic. Let's visit. I want to visit. Let's come, you know, come over and visit me. You know, that's what we do with a friend is we visit them face to face. We spend time with them. And so it is with God. You know, some of us, when we first get saved, we're like, oh, the Lord's so wonderful, and we're praising him and talking about him and witnessing about him. And then when we get busy in life, busy on jobs, things are going to get to where maybe we talk to him less and less. Maybe we read the word less and less. We spend less time with him. And reading the word is wonderful. And listening to other people preach is wonderful. But for me personally, I've got to have that time with God. That just listening to somebody else talk about God doesn't do for me. I've got to talk to God. I've got to pull aside and just say, Jesus, I need you. I love you. To worship him and praise him and sit on the porch and talk to him. Or when I'm driving down the road, talking to God and saying, Lord, I'm so appreciative of you. You've been so good to me. You've been so kind and so faithful. And I'll be honest, I have friends that sometimes seem like all they ever do is text. And I like to text. I text a lot, you know. Sometimes if you're busy or if you're in a public place, you know, you can read a text. But it shouldn't be all text, you know. There should be times that we see those that we love, those that we care about, that we're like, I just want to look into your eyeballs and talk to you. I want to hug your neck. I want to speak to you on the phone and hear your voice. I know you feel the same. You know, I think of some of my family in heaven, and it's like, oh, Lord, what would I do to hear their voice again? And if they've been gone a long time, you're like, Lord, don't let me ever forget what the sound of their voice sounds like. And thank God I haven't. I still remember. I still remember. And I treasure that. But if we get to that point that we're so complacent and that we no longer treasure that friendship, then it becomes, commonplace. I don't want to be like that with my natural friends. I definitely don't want to be that with God. That is like, I can pick you up anytime I want to. I can set you down anytime I want to. No, 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 no. Friendship is to be treasured. Friendship is to be appreciated and honored. I appreciate that God listens to me, that he wants to hear from me. He wants to hear from you, that he wants to spend time with us. He's God. I mean, he created everything we see, but yet he wants that personal time with us. He wants that personal time with you. He wants for you to come talk to him. That's just mind-boggling. It's just awesome to me. That the one that created everything that we see and all the things that we can't see wants to talk to me. And he wants to talk to you. But, you know, in the natural you have friends. But they may want to talk to you all the time, and then something else comes along that's a little more shiny. Maybe they get another friend or whatever the case, maybe they're like, okay, I've heard all your stories and blah, blah, blah. And it gets to where you hear from them less and less, and gets to where you don't hear from them at all. You know, and to me, it's like, okay, I can't really, if I never hear from them, I never see them, I don't know that I can call them a friend. I might have to call them an acquaintance, because you can be a friend at one time and not necessarily be a friend later. There's a lot of people that I used to be friends with that I don't really say that I'm friends with them now. I can say, yeah, we used to be friends. Or, yeah, I know them. Used to be around them a lot. Hadn't seen them in several years. Hadn't heard from them in several years. You know, I don't particularly, at least for me, I don't particularly call them friends anymore. I guess in a casual sense of the word. But when someone's a friend, they take time for you. And I promise, if you want to be God's friend, it just makes my heart leap at the thought of God calling me his friend. That God would take his time with me, that he would want to speak with me. It just makes my heart just melt that he loves me like that and he loves you like that. And one more scripture. In James 2:23, it said, Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness, and he was called God's friend. Believed God. Trusted God. See, that's another belief and trust kind of go hand in hand. Or they do go hand in hand. You're not ever going to be friends with someone you can't trust. And you're not ever really going to be friends with someone that they can't trust you. How many times have any of us been friends with someone and then realized we couldn't trust them? That they would lie to us or lie about us. Or say they were going to do something and then not do it. You know, pick me up after school, and then they don't show up. But see, Abraham believed God. And it seemed unbelievable at his age and the length of time even that they waited, 25 years I think it was. But he believed God. And he trusted God, that God was good for his word, that what he said he would in fact do. And no matter what it looked like, he was like, I can trust him. He's faithful. If he said it, you can count on it. And he's called a friend of God. Trust is at the very core of your relationship with the Lord, at the very core of your salvation. That you believe that God is who he says he is. That you believe that Jesus died for you. That you believe that he rose again. Belief is everything. Is everything in the kingdom of God. We have to believe that he's for us and not against us. We have to believe that his promises are yes and amen. And so it is in the natural. If we're not trustworthy, that someone can't put some confidence in us, you will not have a friendship. You know, if you think someone's not really for you, there can be no friendship. You can't put any trust in that. I feel so, terrible for the children that lose their trust in parents. Maybe parents that molested them or physically hurt them in some way. That they lose that core belief, that core trust. That's just, it's horrible. But to be a friend of God, to be called a friend of God, it's just, to me, that's something to be desired. It's something, it makes my heart leap at the thought of the Lord calling me his friend. But I pray even that in the natural, And I've always tried to be a good friend. People that I cared about and I loved. You know, the word says, no greater love than someone gives their life for their friend. And I know, like in the Army and things like that, there are people that have thrown themselves on grenades to save their fellow troops. But sometimes giving our life for a friend can just be even things, and I know what the scripture is talking about, but it can be things about when we're completely out of time, when we're completely wore out, when we have no energy, but we'll sit and take time for somebody, take them somewhere, do something they need. You know, there's been times that I have listened to friends that were going through difficulty that just went on and on and on and on for weeks sometime about what they were going through or things that were bothering them when my own heart was completely broken, when I was going through great loss or great sickness and various things myself. And, you know, if you serve the Lord, you'll go through that. There'll be times you're so sick, maybe, that you cannot hold your head up, and God asks you to pray for somebody else. Sow those seeds. Sow those seeds because you'll reap a harvest from it. But that's part of our trustworthiness to God. God's got to be, not only do we have to be able to trust the Lord, but he's got to be able to trust us. That if he asks us to do something, that we'll do it because we know that he's for us and that he's not against us. He knows so much more than we do about what the future holds and what's going on, and he'll have you sow seeds that you're going to need that harvest later. Anyhow, I'm gonna end right there with that because I want to have time to visit with you guys. I don't have a whole lot of callers right now, but typically there's people that come on during the middle of the show. I'm going to play another song here right quick. Good Danny Gokey song, and then I'll take callers.
I've been running in circles, jumping the hurdles, getting caught in that rush of doing so much. I'm feeling kind of worn out, all this checking the boxes, trying to be flawless, has me spinning my head, catching my breath, too afraid to slow down. I tell myself to keep this up, that God wants more than just my love, but I've been complicating things, it's just like me to overthink. Gotta keep it real simple, keep it real simple.
Believe it.
That's it. Love God and love people. Love people. If y'all happen to hear some meowing at my door, my kitty periodically, I got the door shut, is coming and meowing at the door. My husband's trying to distract him. And I wasn't totally thinking maybe when I put my music / office to the front of the house, because the front porch is on the front, and we've got three big dogs, and the Pyrenees barks nearly all night every night. Anyhow, when I first come in here, she was sitting right under the window here, just barking, 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 barking. But luckily, we do have a dog pen out there, and I told my husband, I said, I think you might better put them up till after the program. So I like this front because I can see out across the property, even though it's dark now. But anyhow, all is well. All right, Lord, I just thank you for each and every one. And Lord, I just speak a blessing over them. Lord, a blessing and prosperity and breakthrough, Lord. And Lord, treasures in their heart. Lord, that their hearts be set free. That their minds, Lord, will be still. Be still and know that I am the Lord. So that their minds will be still. So that they can receive from you and their hearts just leap with joy, God, because of who you are. But Lord, as they quiet their minds, that their spirits are going to hear you. Their hearts are going to hear you. And I thank you, Lord, that they're going to find the direction that they're looking for. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. All right, 828-989. How is Miss Jennifer tonight?
I am doing very well. Thank you.
Wonderful, wonderful. It's so good to hear
great
your voice.
Hear
I miss
voice.
You guys.
I know. It's nice to hear yours.
Well, anything you want to share tonight or anything on your mind tonight? I don't have that many callers, so we've got a little time tonight.
I tell you, no, I'm still meditating on that food you just gave us. That really hit home on a lot of just so much of what you were saying. Just really hit me hard.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I hope in good ways that God just blesses and helps and that revelation comes in good ways.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely. I'm just, you know, amazed as well that what an intimate friend we have in him and one that can be trusted and that never leaves. You know, he's faithful till the end and always there, always present.
Yes, for sure.
I did a lot of meditating on that myself. Even that first song you played, it's been like that all day for me. I took a lot of photos today. I just had to take a drive down to the store. I got back from Kentucky. And so I needed to get some groceries, and it's such a beautiful day, and just stopped and received from the Lord, and my heart was just flowing with gratitude for all the blessings and beauty.
Yeah.
And just,
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. I was out running errands today too, and I kept thinking, I thought, oh Lord, is there any more beautiful place that anybody could live than East Texas? And I'm sure you feel the same about where you are, too, because there's so many beautiful areas in our country. But I love this time of year when everything first starts blooming out, and the trees are blooming out, and the fields are turning green. And, you know, we've had a lot of the daffodils are starting to die back a little bit. But there's been so many daffodils up down the sides of the road, just all the roads. I mean, just full of daffodils everywhere. And I just absolutely love it. Just love it. I've got two mares.
Taking pictures of the daffodils.
I didn't get out and take any pictures.
Yeah,
I haven't got any pictures of them, but I will get some pictures. We just hadn't had time. But well, let's pray for you, Father. I thank you for Jennifer, Lord, and for her receptive heart, Lord, her sensitive heart. Lord, that she admires your beauty, Lord, and that she is sensitive to your beauty. She's sensitive to your word, Lord. She's sensitive, Lord, when you give her a heads up and say, I want you to see this. I want you to hear this. Lord, that she does. She does, Lord, because she's sensitive to your voice. She's sensitive to your presence. And I thank you, Lord, even for the gratitude that she has to you. And, Lord, how much you appreciate that she acknowledges you in that way. Lord, I thank you. I just sense so much, Lord, Jennifer, how God appreciates your acknowledgement of him and that you take the time to do those things and that just his appreciation for you, his love for you, because you do, you allow him to arrest you in that way. You know, arrest you in the sense that when he calls, you know, beckons you, that you heads up, you know, you pay attention and you stop. And he loves that about you. He loves that about you. I remember the last time I ministered to you that I saw you with your feet stuck like in the mud and you were unable to move and that the Lord was giving you a little push from behind. I saw his hands like on your hips, giving you a little push to get you unstuck. But I just see tonight, I'm seeing like one foot is out and you're getting unstuck. And you've got someone's hand. Someone has got you by the hand, but I cannot see. I cannot see the hand. I don't know if it's the Lord has got you by the hand or if it's somebody else has got you by the hand. But someone has taken your hand and you've got one foot unstuck. You're not completely unstuck yet, but you're getting out. You're getting unstuck. You're preparing to move forward. And I sense a relief in you of that sense of yes, I'm free. I'm getting free. Yes. That like a relief of yes. I knew I would get free, but I'm getting free. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, for Jennifer, Lord, for all that you're doing in her life, Lord, and that you've got beautiful things for her. And Lord, you've already shared a whole lot of what you have for her. But Lord, it's not even entered her mind yet how much you have down the road for her, how much joy you want to pour out on her life. Lord, even your word says we just cannot fathom the goodness of God, the great and mighty things that he has for us, the things that he will share with us and show us. And Lord, that the things that she's seen has only been a glimpse. She's only seen a little. And she's embraced that. And Lord, the more that she embraces your future, the more that she embraces that you're good all the time, and that she doesn't have to be afraid of making a mistake or stubbing her toe. Lord, you're bigger than that. You're bigger than that. And that you've got her by the hand, Lord. And even if she stumbles, Lord, that you're going to help her get her footing again and that all is well. And Lord, I thank you for helping her to embrace the joy, to embrace the plans that you have for her, to embrace without fear the days that lay ahead, that she'll look fully forward. And Lord, that she'll just enjoy you and trust you and trust the God that's in her, the Holy Spirit that's in her. Lord, it's not that she doesn't trust you, but sometimes we don't trust ourselves. We don't trust that we're hearing right. We don't trust that we're that our steps. The words that our steps are ordered to the Lord. And sometimes we'll think, "Am I a step yet? I'm a stand still. Maybe I need to go back for a minute." No, or that she will fully trust the Spirit of God within her. That you're leading her and that you're guiding her, and that all is well. She's not going to mess up too big. She's not going to. Because her heart's to obey. Lord, her heart is to obey you. And Lord, your word says, eye has not seen nor ear has heard the wonderful things that God has in store for us. So Lord, I thank you for Jennifer and I speak a blessing over her in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Boom. Yeah, that's really true. I struggle with trusting that, you know, him and me, you know, I'm hearing right. It seems to be happening often lately, but.
You know, we all do that quite a bit, and it's just a process, you know, and like I said, many times going back and listening to the words again that the Lord has spoken to us will help us have confidence that we're hearing God or that we're on track with God. And the other is just knowing that he loves us so much that when our hearts obey him, he's going to keep us on track. You know, he'll bring us back. You know, if we take a step off and our hearts obey him, he'll bring us back on track.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's not going to let us just fall off a cliff. You know, if we take a wrong step, he's not that kind of God. And it's all about the heart, the heart set of it. And your heart is built by God.
Yes. I think that's why I doubt that I'm taught myself much, because I'm so afraid of taking a step without him. You know, it's not, you know, I want to be in his will and be obedient and just want to please him and live my life for him. That's like the cry of my heart.
But see, the enemy will use that too, though. That's one of his tactics, is when he knows that we really want to please God. That's one of his tactics sometimes, is to keep us from moving forward. Going, are you sure? I don't know. Because sometimes he knows, sometimes he believes, you know, he'll believe our future more than we will many times, our future in God and in God's plans for us. You know, and the enemy hears the prophecies just like we do, you know. He may not hear all of them. He can't be everywhere at all times. But, you know, that's just, you know, he will take our good heart, our kind heart, our willing heart. And sometimes he, you know, he can't keep us from wanting to obey God and saying, I'm going to obey God. So he'll try another tactic of saying, well, oh, you're going to get out of God's timing. Oh, I don't know, you know. You better get 3 or 4 confirmations and see an angel, you know, or he'll do all of this kind of stuff to keep us from moving forward. You know, that it's not just us sometimes. Many times the enemy's actually trying to keep us from stepping out into what God's already said yes to, or what God has ordained for us. You know, if he can't get us one way, you know, if he can't hold us back, then try to push us off track or try to get, you know, rush us, whatever the case. But we have to realize that that is one of his tactics. And we just ask God for wisdom in that. You know, and the other thing is, and I heard this a number of years ago, it always made so much sense to me, is never make a decision that's based on fear. I'm afraid I'll mess up. Oh, look, I'm afraid of what might happen. Mm-mm. You know, if we never want to make a decision that's based out of fear, because that's never going to be God.
Amen.
Anyhow. Yeah. Amen. I thought it was wise counsel when I heard it.
Yeah,
well, girl,
very much.
Anything else you want to share, or anything in particular you want prayer for?
I mean, there was so much confirmation tonight. I mean, through everything, like, he has definitely been speaking to me through you tonight. So I just give him glory. And I feel like you really prayed for much of what was on my heart. So yeah, just that he, like, continue to just break through, I guess. they need breakthrough. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that other foot to be unstuck. Mm-hmm.
Yep, that other one. Like I said, someone had you, whether it was the Lord, I couldn't see. I just saw a hand. A hand had you by the hand. You had one foot loose, but the help of the other was pulling the other foot loose, and you were coming free.
I had a picture of the Lord. I actually had a dream about that as well. And as you were speaking that, I saw myself as a little girl and him reaching down. So, he's definitely had to lift me up and pick me up and carry me and all kinds of things. My feet didn't work too well. So.
Yeah, me too. Many, many, many times.
Yeah.
All right, girl. Well, I'm going to let you go then and move on. And it was good talking with you. Always enjoy you.
Nice talking to you. I love you.
I love you too,
girl. Have a blessed evening.
You too. Hi,
502-548. Good evening, Jeannie.
Well, good evening,
welcome
Mr.
back.
Greg. Well, thank you. Thank you. It's good to be back. And I'm excited. I was excited to do the program tonight and just, I don't know, it just feels all fresh and new and feels God-ordained. Just feels good. Worship the Lord some today, and his presence was just right there, and I just love it. So anything, how are you liking your new job and anything new going on with you? Anything you wanted to talk about?
Job's going great. Just an amazing thing to not have somebody constantly looking over your shoulder telling you what you did wrong or what you need to do or whatever, but telling me that I'm appreciated and treating me like an equal rather than a little nobody.
Yeah. When someone sees the talents and the gifts in you and appreciates you, that's huge, particularly as an employer or anything else.
And it's because he's somebody that's a lot like me. He's a lot like my dad. So we're, you know, very similar in that respect. So
that's cool.
I think that gives us a basic understanding of each other.
That's neat.
But yeah, definitely. But well, it's good. It's going well.
Good.
Oh, Jennifer and I went and saw the Jesus Revolution movie Tuesday. It was really, really good.
I've heard about that. We haven't been to it yet, but I've been here.
Girl,
a lot
you need
of
to go.
Saying it was really good.
You need to go. It's
I'm
really,
sure we'll
really
try
good.
To. We just haven't had time to do anything here lately.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, I would like to because I've certainly been hearing good things about it.
So, I don't know, you heard about the Asbury Revival at Asbury College up here in Wilmore.
Sure. Right.
So that's where I went to school.
Really? Huh.
Yeah. And
have you been up there to it?
I didn't get to make it to the revival. Jennifer and I went up last Sunday. They halted the actual open services at Asbury after 10 days. A lot of people questioned it, and actually I hadn't heard much. One thing I'd actually heard yesterday or today was that the reason or one of the reasons that they stopped at the public on campus part was because somebody got in there that had measles and infected other people.
Oh, good Lord.
So, yeah, so that was one of the reasons they decided to keep the public away from it. There's still stuff going on there on campus, but they're just trying to keep it a low profile. And they sent teams out to other schools, other places, other churches to talk about it. And, I mean, it's, publicly, it's not happening at the level that it was. But
it's breaking out other places too. I've been hearing about it. And of course, even at Texas A&M here in Texas, there's been a breakout, a revival in the students, and You know, this is a fulfillment of prophetic words that we've heard, I've heard my whole lifetime. So it's
If you go back to the Jesus Revolution movie, they talk about it even then, that the pouring out of his spirit in the last days. But the interesting thing is that, you know, my time at Asbury was kind of weird. It was a great school. It was a great Christian school, but there were some authority figures there when I first started that I questioned their motives and I became cynical and I kind of got off track while I was there. But the funny thing is that a lot of them cleared out and the guy shows up on campus. He's the dean of students. And because of the path I was on at that time, I spent a lot of time in his office. And the previous administration prior to him, I would have been kicked out. And I didn't get kicked out, but he showed me grace, and what I saw was a true Christ-like love. He knew how to administer discipline with mercy and grace, and even though you could find two people that pretty much committed the same act, they weren't the same, and one could be redeemable, one could stay, and another one needed to get off campus because they were never going to stop. They were going to keep creating disruptions. I learned a lot from him, and he and I, we stayed in contact. He's retired now, but I was just telling Jennifer earlier that I can't remember the last time I saw him. Maybe, I don't know, maybe 8 or 9 years ago, he was in here in Louisville, and we message Facebook every now and then or maybe text occasionally, but not like a lot. And on the heels of, you know, all this, the Asbury Revival and the Jesus Revolution movie, all this stuff about revival and a lot of God stuff going on. And this guy is literally one of the most God impacting people in my entire life. He texted me out of the blue about 2 hours ago and said, "Hey, I'm in town. Can you have lunch tomorrow, Wednesday?" I'm like, "Yes, I can." There's no way that's a coincidence. You know, that just out of the blue, this he just shows up and says he's going to be in town and wants to get together. So usually, you know, I know he's been in town before. We didn't have time or he didn't even, you know, get to reach out. But I know there's God's timing. I know he's doing something. So, yeah, I'm really, he and I are meeting for lunch Wednesday.
Oh, cool.
So I'm really looking forward to that.
Oh, I bet. I'm going to tell you, while I'm sitting here listening to you and talking to you, I'm seeing this picture from the Lord. I'm seeing you. You're standing, and there's water running at your feet. I'm seeing it. It's like ankle deep. And it's like at first you're not really paying it much attention, and then it's like I see you looking down, and you're going, "Huh, there's water running under my feet." And I just have that sense of like that adventuresome spirit that you have. That you have like a risk taker. But you're adventuresome. Yeah. It's like there's a braveness about you, an adventuresome about you, but a risk taker as well. But I see as the water begins to get much deeper. But you look at it like, "Ooh, I'm gonna ride this." And I see you like as the water gets up, it's like it would be thigh high, something like that. And it's rushing. This water is rushing water. And I see you like jumping in with this exuberance and this smile of like, I'm going to ride this, you know. And I don't know what all that means, but I would have to say that I would sense like you becoming aware of the movement of God, the movement of the Spirit in your life. Because in the dream, well, it's not a dream, and as I'm seeing this, it's like at first it's there and you don't really recognize it. You don't really see it. And then it's kind of like a recognition of, wait, there's water here. And, of course, water's very representative of the Holy Spirit, the flow of the Spirit. But it gets deeper. It gets deeper, and then instead of you getting out of it or trying to walk in it, it's like, you're like, "I'm going to ride this," and you pick your feet up, but there's a smile on your face, and you ride this thing. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, for Greg and, Lord, what you're doing in his life, and that he is going to not only see but recognize and comprehend, Lord, the movement of God around his life, and, Lord, that adventuresome spirit that he has, that bravery that he has, that willingness to, let's see where God takes me in this. Lord, that he is going to jump in and go with the flow of the Spirit. Lord, that he's going to let you take him, Lord, in those places that you want to take him. And he's not going to be afraid, Lord. He's not going to balk. But, Lord, he's going to jump in with both feet, Lord, and with great joy. And, Lord, recognizing, knowing, God, that it's you. That it's you. Without question. And, Lord, I just thank you, Father, for what you've put into Greg. And, Lord, these things that you're opening up to him. And, Lord, and Greg, the way I saw it, the water was moving very fast. And so, the way I would feel that is that things happening fast.
Yeah.
Things happening fast. So, thank you, Jesus. So, and I know some of these things that you've encountered, some of them have happened fast, but
right.
Those are things that have already taken place. And the way I'm seeing it now, it's like that there's more to come. There's
yeah.
more to come.
That's just the beginning.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
that dude who turned 60 in 3 months.
Hey, I'm older than that, so 60 sounds good.
Oh, man. But yeah.
Wow, what does the word say? That even in their old age that they will bloom or
we'll you know. Work with that.
Of course,
there was a guy, I was in the store for a little bit today, and there was a customer came in, and he was talking. He's probably mid-40s, maybe late 30s or whatever. He was saying something about, asked me if I knew this other guy that was a painter. And I'm like, I don't know. And he's like, well, he's an older guy. You know, he's late 50s or 60s. I'm like, oh, dude, I'm 59. And that's kind of it. And he's like, we don't look it. And I'm like, well, thanks. He's kind of an older guy, like you. I'm like, that's kind of what it sounded like. But no, hey, I'm glad to have another birthday, you know. So
sure,
regardless
yeah.
of the year.
Yeah, I'm same way. And I was the older I get, the older that what I consider old is. You know, when you're a kid, you
yeah.
might think, oh, someone 50 years old is old, or 40, and then now it's like, 70 something's not, that's not too old. You know, all of a sudden it's like they got to be 80 or better to be old.
Yeah. Yep, I agree.
Funny how that works.
Yeah, but yeah, no, it's interesting to, you know, be here watching, you know, stuff unfolds and stuff still just, no coincidence drops in my lap, so to speak, so.
Yeah.
He's definitely
embrace
doing something.
It. Yeah, embrace it.
Absolutely.
And ride that wave, ride that water.
Jump in head first.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, you picked
yep.
in this, picked your feet up, and it was like you sat in the water, almost like the water just taking you, but you were like, yeah, let's go. Cool.
I've done that. I've done that.
That's neat.
Oh, yeah, that's good stuff. Yeah, thank you. We appreciate you. We missed you, and I look forward to talking to you again soon.
All righty. Well, God bless you. You have
thank
a great
you,
week.
You too. You too, Jean.
All right.
Thanks.
Good night. Hi, 240-482. I think this is Julia May.
No, this is Valerie from North Carolina.
Oh, Valerie,
how are you?
Okay, I'm good. Never mind. I'm great, girl. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
I didn't have all my numbers in front of me. It seemed like the last part of the number was similar to hers. All right, well good
right.
talking to you. Glad you. Thank you for holding.
Sure.
Let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Valerie. And I'm just immediately hearing faithful and true, faithful and true. And we know that the Lord is faithful and true. And I think the Lord is just reminding you that he is faithful and that he is true. And I know you know that, but sometimes when we're waiting on things or we're going through things, sometimes even when we're just looking for answers from God, we have to sometimes go back and just remind ourselves that he is faithful and he is true. Because sometime in the wait can be lengthy on some things. And in the wait, we'll get a little weary, a little tired in the waiting on some things. And we'll even think, did I miss it? God, did I miss it? Did I miss something? Did I miss the turn, Lord? Did I not hear your voice somewhere back there? I've done that. But he says he's faithful and he's true. And God has, as I said so much, God has proved himself to you. God has grown you. God has, boy, he has worked some temperance in you, girl. I can sense that. He has worked some patience in you. He's worked some temperance in you. He has really taught you how to hold your peace. He has taught you how to hold your words. I just sense that. He has worked in you in those areas. I just sense it so strong. But Father, I thank you for Valerie, Lord, that I just want to say that your greatest days are ahead, that you've got days ahead that are going to be so joyful and so fun that you think, you may look and think, oh, all of my really fun days, my really good days are behind me, but they're not. They're not. You've got some really wonderful things ahead of you. And you're going to see some transitions in your kids. You're going to see some of it's just as, you know, and transitions is just things of life that come to them, things in life that as they grow up, as they change, you're going to see some transitions in your kids is the way I want to say it, that's going to bring you a lot of joy. And that when those times come, you're going to look back on some of the days that you've gone through and some of the days even now. And think, why did I worry, you know, that God is faithful and God is good. And I just see joyful days coming ahead of you, days that you think you won't see that you're going to see. So, Father, I just thank you for Valerie. And, Lord, I thank you for her steadfastness to continue to trust you and to believe you and to look to you, God. Father, and I thank you, Lord, for doors opening ahead of her, Lord, that there are new doors ahead of her. There are new things ahead of her that she's not encountered yet, that she's maybe not even thought about yet. And Lord, I thank you for all those joyful days that still lay ahead, those days of laughter, those days of fun, those times of satisfaction and contentment, of saying that she would be able to just breathe out and say, life is good. God has blessed me. Life is good. And Lord, we just praise you and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
God is good.
Yes, he is. Thank you for praying.
You're welcome.
I was actually going to ask for prayer for one of my, it's encouraging to me to hear that, you know, that there will be some transitions in my kids down the line. I wanted to ask for prayer, but I just feel like, you know, I feel like me personally, I'm just have been constantly under attack. And one of my sons who doesn't currently live with me, I'm concerned about him and where he's at just emotionally. I think what you're saying is true in terms of, you know, like wanting there to, I'm praying for wanting to see a change in this situation that seems to have been going on forever. The challenge of this situation seems like it's been going on for a very long time. But I definitely long to have, you know, better days. But in the meantime, just prayer for just protection for myself and for my son who isn't living with me right now. I'm just very concerned about him and where he's at.
Do you have a son that's fixing to enter college?
No, I have. Okay. I have two sons. One is in the fourth grade, and one is in the seventh grade. Okay. And the one in the seventh grade, he's living with his dad for this school year.
Okay.
And his dad has
like
been,
it was like I kept seeing, I took it to be college, like I kept seeing a boy, I kept seeing a school thing, but I, you know, it felt more like college or something like that. But I don't know, it was like, you know, what I was feeling was like, the right school, the right school was important, and just be praying for the being in the right school, being in the right place. Father, I just bring the boys before you, Father, and we just ask that they be in the right place at the right time, Lord, that the place, and Lord, it just felt like school felt like college. But school, Lord, a higher learning, that they be placed in a place, Lord, that you have divine connections for them. And that's what a lot of it felt like, was about the divine connections in school, the divine connections of being in the right place at the right time to connect with people that would be the right influence. Many times it can, you know, sometimes there's people that are a key influence in our life, as far as our Christian walk or really a turnaround in our life. Father, I ask your hedge of protection around them, Lord, but that you divinely orchestrate the steps around them, Lord, that they be where you need them to be to make the connections you have for them, Lord, to have those right influences.
Yes, Lord.
So many of us, we can look back and see even through school of that there were teachers or principals or coaches or whatever that really made a difference in our lives, that really, looking back, you can see where it helped direct our lives in ways that made an impact, that were special to us, even as an adult, that we look back and say, that person was key in my life, that person showed me love, that person spoke into my life, that person believed in me when I needed that. And so, Father, I just ask, Lord, that you keep them, that you protect their minds, but, Lord, that these connections that you have for them, Lord, that you place them where they need to be. Help them to get in those places. Help them to make those divine connections, God.
Yes.
And, Lord, we just thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise God.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetie. You're welcome. Well, was there anything else, anything you wanted to share or anything on your heart?
I really appreciated what you were talking about when you were talking about friendship, being a friend of God, and just the importance of friendship. Where I am right now, all of my closest friends don't live here. And so, you know, I feel a little bit isolated, but at the same, I mean, you know, I still keep in contact with them, but it's nothing like kind of like what you were saying, you know, seeing someone face to face, spending actual time with them and, you know, just relating that to my relationship with the Lord. I think, you know, I need to be a better friend in that respect, but just, I just recognize because I'm away from my support network, that just how important it is to have people that you can trust. And, you know, like you were saying, you tell someone something and they're, you know, you don't have to worry about them telling anyone else or talking about you behind your back. And, you know, I think, I guess for me, I just need to see the Lord as more of a friend.
Yeah.
So that definitely was an encouragement to me.
Well, praise God. Praise God. Yeah. I mean, we're going through that some here. You know, we're in a different location. You know, I'm like 2 hours away from a lot of the ones that I used to be around. But I also know that God has, and he does for you too, has divine connections and things here and purpose. So, So, and I always look forward to those. I look forward to that. But, it is different, you know, when you're a little, you're a good ways from those that you were around. But sometimes seasons change too. You know, that one season closes, and we might still love them. Some will keep friendships with others. Will, you know, literally become a part of our past. So, but it's exciting what God does. I love new connections and new things, and that's just part of me. I just like that. So praise God, and I pray that, know that He has that for you too.
Amen. Thank you. And I'm happy for you being in your new location and new home. Just pray the Lord would just bless you all as you're there.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. All right, girl. Well, good talking to you.
All right.
And hope you have a blessed week.
Good to talk to you too. You too. God bless you.
All right. 754-255. Who am I speaking with? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Brian from Brook.
I'm sorry, you were breaking up. I didn't hear you.
It's Don and Tanya.
Oh, Donald and Tanya. Oh, okay. Well, hey, y'all. How y'all doing?
Doing great.
Good, good. Yeah, y'all are breaking up. Yeah, yeah, it has been. It has been. Like I said, I didn't have time to go through all my numbers, just look up who everybody was. But let me pray for you. Actually, your phone's breaking up a bit. Father, I just thank you for Donald and Tanya. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for the patience, Lord, that you've developed in them. And Lord, when they've been discouraged and things have seemed like it's taken too long, Lord, Lord, that you've lifted them up. Lord, you've created, you've developed in them a tenacity, and you've developed in them Lord, an ability to hope beyond hope. Lord said, you know, in the word says, you know, they hoped when there seemed like there was no hope, that they hoped in God. And you've had to do that. I mean, you guys have, y'all had to live that. You've had to hope when it looked like there wasn't hope. And you've had to trust God sometimes when it looked like there was nothing to hold on to. You've held on to God when it was like, you know, maybe when you didn't have anything solid to hold on to in the natural, but you held on to God anyhow. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, that you are faithful and that you are true. And Lord, that the things that Donald and Tanya have gone through, Lord, the setbacks and the holdbacks and the delays and the warfare of the enemy that sometimes they might not have even realized it was warfare of the enemy. Lord, but things that happen where the enemy is trying to hold them back, Lord, that you have a reward for them. And I'm hearing the word recompense. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, that as the word says, though the vision delay, though it delay, it will come forth. Though it delay, it will come forth. And, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for all of the, for everything that the enemy has stolen, Lord, that it come back to them multiplied. Because everything the enemy steals, he has to repay seven times. Lord, that they reap a harvest, everything restored and a harvest, Lord. You know, when David went after, you know, when the men had the army, when David and them were gone, they had come in and they had stolen, you know, they had stolen their women and their children, and they had taken everything from the camp and said, and the Lord said, you know, recover, that you will pursue, overtake, and recover all. And nothing had been lost. You know, not any of the women or children, no one had been harmed. And they got all, you know, they got everything back. And I'm sure they took all of the booty that the other ones had too. You know, all the extras that the enemy had, that they not only got all theirs back, but they got back everything. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for them, for Donald and Tanya, not only recovering the dreams and the plans that you have for them, Lord, but that they will also have the booty of the enemy, that all of the extra, that they will receive extra because of the warfare that they've had. Lord, where they've had to fight even beyond their own natural strength, where they have had to feel like that they at times have maybe have felt like they've had to fight for their lives, that they've had obstacles and setbacks and things like that, Lord, that they will recover all and then some. Recover all and then some. The blessing of the Lord. And the enemy will not go, aha, but they will go, aha, aha. God did it, just like he said he would. God did it, and did it gloriously. So, Lord, I thank you for blessing them, Lord, for encouraging them, Lord, infusing them with strength from on high. Lord, I speak a blessing over their kids. Their kids are blessed. Their kids are blessed. Their kids are blessed. And Lord, I thank you for all that you've poured into those children that they've not seen, they've not even thought about the talents and the gifts that you've put in those kids. What a blessing they're going to be to them. So proud. They're going to be so proud of those kids and what God does in them. So, Father, I thank you for Donald and Tanya, and I speak a blessing over their life, Lord, and breakthrough, breakthrough, breakthrough. Lord, that you're going to give them the wisdom in days ahead, that they'll place their feet in the right places. I just sense the Lord really, really giving y'all wisdom and direction in moving with him, the where's and the when's, the timing on it. And just sense that when God says move, when God says step, that you're going to want to do it immediately. You know, that the Lord's going to be like, do not delay. That when God gives you direction on some things, it's like, don't take 2 weeks to pray about it. Move with the Lord. You know, if he tells you to go look at a building, if he tells you to go meet with someone, it's like, move quickly with him. Because many times things happen quickly. You know, it was Elijah when the servant came back and told him, he said, I see the cloud the size of a man's hand. Then Elijah grabbed his skirt up or grabbed his robe up and took off running. And even though it looked like it was going to be nothing, then the rains came in a flood. So he didn't delay. He didn't say, well, come back and tell me again when it's a little bigger, when it looks like it's, or if you hear the thunder rumbling, come back and tell me. He said, no, I see the cloud the size of a man's hand. And Elijah took off. He knew it was time. It was time. Oh, God's fixing to move now. Boy, I can feel that all the way down to my toes. So, Father, I thank you for Donald and Tanya, Lord, and leading them and guiding them, Lord, that they will be quick to obey. And they'll see breakthroughs that they have longed for and expected. Lord, that their expectation will not be disappointed. In Jesus' name, amen. So anything you wanted to talk about, or anything you wanted to share tonight, anything in particular you want prayer about?
No, I was just calling in, just for the prayer. What you were speaking about, it really, especially when you're saying about, hoping even when there's, no reason to hope. But,
yep.
He touched all pieces with the spirit. So, including our landmark, which I thank you for as well.
No, you're more than welcome. Yeah, your phone's still breaking up a bit, so I'm missing a few words, but I think I heard most of it.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know what's going on with the phone. It's just fine that I'm using, but I do receive the prayer.
Okay. Yeah, I missed most of that. All right. Well, I appreciate you guys holding. Appreciate you calling in. I can't hear you good enough to really talk a whole lot with you, but
okay.
Thank you guys. Love y'all, and it was good to talk with you tonight.
All right. Thank you, Jeannie.
You're welcome. Good night. 704-492. Who am I speaking with? Where are you calling from?
This is Bastia from Canada.
Hi, Bastia. Good to talk to you. I haven't talked to you in a while.
All right.
let's pray for you. Father, I thank you, Lord, for Bastia. Father, I thank you, Lord, that for changes in his life, Lord, that I just sense, Lord, Bastia, that there's been some change in your life, that there have been some open doors. I sense that you have stepped through some things. Father, thank you, Lord, for continuing to bless Dasha, for continuing to lead him and guide him, Lord, that he will understand that because he has stepped one through a door, that's not the end of the story. That's actually just the beginning of things, Lord. And Father, that he will continue to be sensitive to your voice, Lord, that it's from glory to glory. It's from one step to the next step to the next step. And as, Lord, that got to open up one step, and we take that, and when we're faithful with that step, then it's the next step. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, for giving him favor, but, Lord, for him to keep his eyes on you, to not get his eyes on people. You know, even in life, sometimes we can begin to seek the favor of people because we think, okay, this person is the key to my future, or this person is the one that I need to really have notice me, and not take our eyes off God, that always know that he is the one that delivers favor. It's the favor of God, the favor of God. God gives us favor with man, but it comes from God. It's favor of God that we seek. And, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for a willingness in Bastia's heart to continue to move with you. Lord, to not get stuck in one place. You know, sometimes we can think, okay, I've made a move, I've made a step, this is it. Okay, I'm gonna stake my tent right here, and I'm going to do this. And just to always be aware that God takes us, like I said, it's from glory to glory, to step to step, and to just continue to be willing. If God says, okay, this was just a step, now I want to take you to the next step, that we're willing, you know, that we're willing to make those moves that God has for us. You know, sometimes we can make a move and think, boy, this is it. This is going to be good. And God may open another door, and at times, you may think, well, I don't think that's going to be as good. But see, God knows. Years ago, my husband, he was working on a job, and he had actually received a prophetic word that we would move. And back at that time, when we received that prophetic word, of course, we thought that meant, okay, we're going to move the next year or two. Well, a job opening come up in another state, I think it was in Arkansas, that a job was offered to my husband. And see, we had already received a prophetic word that we would move. And so we thought, okay, this is bound to be it. But my husband was still reluctant. He was like, you know what, that's a good company and it pays pretty good money and whatnot. But he just had kind of a feeling of no. You know, he had a reluctance of like, this was not the right step. But it looked good at the time. It looked like this is going to be a great deal. You know, more money. God has already said we're going to move. You know, beautiful area up there. But he didn't take the job. He stayed put. And as it turned out, that company in Arkansas, though it was a real good job, it only lasted for about a year or two, and things folded up there. And see, if he had taken that job and we had moved up there, I mean, that would have been a mess because we would have sold our house and moved up there. Then we'd had something to sell and all of that kind of folded, and he could have ended up with nothing. But see, then later on, at God's leading, then God opened another door that I think initially it was a little bit of a price cut, but it had the potential of being way more. It brought the benefits. And then later on, as he was there a little while, that ended up being quite a bit more money. But see, it gave the security and the insurance and all those things. It ended up being a real blessing of God. So we just have to be sensitive to God, not just look at things in the natural, but listen to the Lord, and God will open doors, and then sometimes he may open a door, and then he may say, okay, I want you to take the next step. So we just try not to rationalize everything in our minds, but just be obedient to God, because he knows the beginning from the end. He does. He knows ultimately what's going to happen. So, Father, I just thank you for Dasha, and Lord, I thank you, Lord, for all you're doing in his life, and Lord, for the joy that you're bringing him, and Lord, the opportunities that you have for him, that as he continues to seek you and to commit his life to you, Lord, that you're going to continue to bring success and good things his way. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Wow. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Was there anything in particular you want prayer for?
No, thank you very much.
Okay. All right. Well, God bless.
Thank you.
Okay. 608-960. Who am I speaking with? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Shannon in Wisconsin.
Hi, Shannon. Good talking to you.
Bye.
Okay, I'll write that down right quick. All right. Let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Shannon. And Father, I thank you, Lord, that you want to tell him, Lord, that you know the desires of his heart. Father, that you know his heart. And Lord, that you know the desires of his heart, and Father, that you care for him. And Father, thank you, Lord, for leading him and for guiding him, Lord, and for nurturing Shannon's heart, Lord, nurturing his heart. Sometimes our heart can feel discouraged, disappointed. Sometimes our heart can even fit, we can long for things so much, Lord, that our heart can just, it'll almost feel broken. You know, it's not broken, but it can kind of feel broken because there's such a longing in our heart. And the Lord just, it's like I just sense the Lord wanting you to know that he's aware of your dreams and your desires, and him nurturing your heart with love, him nurturing your heart with his love, and letting you know that he has good plans for you, that he has plans for you. Things don't always happen in our timing. God's timing is always the best, but him just reassuring you that he's with you and that he's for you, that he has great plans. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, for giving Shannon vision, Lord, to see the things that, Lord, to see from your perspective, Lord, that he'll be able to see from your perspective, and that it increases his joy, Lord. Lord, that he'll see you at work in his life, Lord, and not feel like that he has to work everything out on his own. Because he doesn't, Lord, but that he will see from your perspective, and that he will actually see your hand at work in his life. And Father, I just speak a blessing over him, Lord. I speak the favor of God over him, Lord, that you would bring increase to Shannon, Lord, that you would bring increase to his joy, increase to his finances, Lord, increase in his favor where he's at. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for Lord, having him at the right places at the right time. Lord, that you have him at the right places for the right time, for the connections that you have for him. I don't think I'm seeing a relocating for you, but I am sensing something about. I think it's more about just being at the right place, being at the right places, the right places. I don't know if sometimes God will relocate us where business is concerned. He may relocate our business. He may relocate us where jobs are concerned. I don't know that I'm feeling that, but I'm just sensing something about location, I don't know what that is. And that may even have to do with, meeting people, you know, meeting right connections in life, because certainly God has to have us in the right place at the right time to meet people that would be key people in our life, you know, whether it's business relationships or personal relationships or things like that. you know, just like when talking with Greg of running across people that ended up being key in his life where his job is concerned. So I'm just sensing something about location. I don't necessarily think it's about you relocating. I think it is more about God orchestrating your steps, like I said, so that you're at the right place at the right time. So, Father, I just thank you for it, and I just speak a blessing over Shannon. Lord, I speak a blessing over his health and over his joy, Lord, and over his peace. Lord, that his mind to be at peace, that his heart to be at peace, and just know that you're with him and that you're for him. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. That was pretty much what I was going to ask for prayer for, finances to restore the things I've lost, whoever God has for me.
Yeah.
I haven't experienced family yet in my life. And so I really have been praying that God would put me in the right place at the right time. And I've actually gone to the extent to change my patterns up, you know, trying to work out at different times. You know, just doing all the little things, changing little things here and there, you know, just trying to order things differently and hoping that God's leading me in it so I will be in the right place at the right time, because it seems like I'm ready and I've been maybe at the wrong place, and you definitely described the heart condition, so.
Well, you know, just being sensitive to God, to be at the right place at the right time can be so important. A lot of noise there. But anyhow, that's just what I really stressed, the Lord stressing was your location, something with your location, and it has to do with God coordinating, getting you at the right places at the right time. So obviously that's what's on God's heart, but God being sensitive to your heart too. And since you've already been doing some things differently, maybe the Lord just wanting to say, I see that, and I'm directing you. I'm directing you, and I'm going to direct you. So even sometimes when you're driving, you know, you may feel a sense to stop somewhere or to take a different route. Always be sensitive to it. You know, there's been times that I really know that the Lord kept me from very bad wrecks, you know, because I listened to him when he said, don't go that way, or delay and go do something else and then come this way. So it can be just as true when it comes to meeting up with people. So it sounds, you know, the Lord is connecting with your heart anyhow, in all of this and the things you've said, that God is connecting with your heart and trying to bring you, trying to line you up, trying to coordinate those things for you. So praise God.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Well, have a great week.
You too.
Let's see here. All right, 111111. Who am I speaking with? Where are you calling from?
This is Carmen from Texas. God bless.
Wow. Hey, girl. Good to hear from you. I didn't know what the only other time I had the 111, it was from California. So, well, great day. Thank you for calling in. Let's pray for you. Oh, is there anything you were wanting to share first? Anything that was on your heart you wanted to talk about before?
You can go.
Okay, Father, I thank you for Carmen, and Father, thank you, Lord, for the voice that you've given her, Lord, that she has a voice of influence. Lord, she has an anointing of influence, that Carmen has a, Lord, there's an anointing on her life, Father, even to make changes in the atmosphere, Father. I think I've heard that, Carmen, I think the last time I prayed for you, I remember God talking about you making decrees into the atmosphere and seeing changes happen, and I'm still picking up on that. But Father, I thank you, Lord, for the favor that you have given Carmen, and Lord, that heart to learn, Lord, that she has that heart that searches for truth. She has that heart I don't know if you're a person that studies a lot. I just sense that you are, that you're a person that, like that quest for knowledge, that quest for understanding, that you're a very studious type person, a person of detail, a person that just like mind like a mousetrap. So they say that you reach out and you grasp these details, and that you're really a person that acquires knowledge, that you acquire knowledge. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for even the understanding that you give Carmen and her ability to relate that understanding to others. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for the special people that are in her life, Lord, that you have placed in her life, Lord, even to mentor, Lord, to nurture. I just sense that nurturing nature, that nurturing spirit about you. And I just sense, it's just like all of a sudden I can sense the people that are around your life and how God has so lovingly placed you really in their life to nurture and to encourage and to share wisdom. But see, you share it in a way, and I think this, I'm not necessarily talking about your callers, it could be, I think this is more people that are in your personal life, that you share things. I see it as you feeding them like fruit and meat, and it's like you feeding them, and you may, I'm sure there are people in the natural that you feed, but I see you feeding people, and it's like you know what to feed them to nurture them. Like, you know, you don't give a baby steak, you know, or maybe someone, you know, maybe others that are needing, that they don't eat enough fruit or something. It's like I see you knowing, you discerning and knowing, God showing you what each person is needing. But I see it like you feeding them fruit and you feeding them vegetables, and like you're able to, the Lord's showing you, you're able to know what that person, particular person, needs to be fed. And God really using you to nurture them in that sense, that you're able to feed each one what they're needing for growth and health. Growth and health spiritually, and it may be naturally too. I don't know. You know, Randy talks a lot about health and eating different things. You know, he does the pomegranate thing a lot. But I just really see you, and I see you smiling on. I see you really sharing out of a heart of love and the love of God, and God giving you direction on what to feed each one that's going to bring forth the growth. And what's the other word I'm looking for? It's going to bring forth the nutrition, the growth that they are needing, that each individual. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, for that. Lord, it's such a special gift, such a special calling there, and such a special heart to help that you have given Carmen. So, Lord, I speak a blessing over her life. Lord, I speak increase over her life. I just see increase. I speak it, but I see it. I see you prospering in many ways, prospering. And, Lord, I just thank you for her. And, Lord, what the blessing she is to PGN. In Jesus' name, amen. You still there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, you are.
Well, any knowledge, it's the Lord just, you know, showing me, because in me, I can't do it by myself.
Sure.
When he sparks something, that's when I follow that, and I keep on following it, and okay, Lord, what are you showing me with this? And yeah, it's true. I'm a nurturer. I've had lately a lot of young people around me, and it was a rough start. It's a rough start, because, you know, youth tend to think that they know it all, even to the point where I was irritated. I was like, Lord, how am I going to deal with these kids? And in a matter of weeks, things have turned around when they started really talking to me, and the Lord had given me words for, you know, to speak to them in the natural. And to my surprise, not to the Lord's. Things have changed there. I've even gotten hugs and attention that I never got before.
Huh.
And I'm like, wow, God, you're really doing something here. So I give God the glory for everything, because without him, I can't do a thing. I know in myself that I can't do anything. I say that with a lot of humility, because I know I don't have it. Without him, I don't have it.
None of us do.
I think there's going to be some changes because my heart is changing. I believe I'm going to think of moving, and I'm still praying about that, but maybe moving out of the state of Texas somewhere else. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. But you know, the Lord has to really, you know, show me the way.
Right.
But my heart wants to leave. Yeah, I've been here where I'm at for a long time, and since I came, I didn't want to be here. And it's just been one thing after the other. So I think, you know, I'm in the wrong place. I'm in the wrong place. So I'm like, Lord, well, then is it for me to move? So if it is, confirm some things, and I'll do the rest. So,
know, most of the time when God's getting ready to do something, the first thing he'll do is he'll start disconnecting your heart, you know, which you said you did not like to be here. But, you know, that's usually the first start, is to put that desire in our hearts to make a move or to make a change, and then he starts to rebuild from there. And you know, it's like the Lord has started to disconnect us, you know.
Well, I had to stay here because I was married, and from the first time that I was here, I was like, why are we here again? I don't think we're supposed to be here. But and sure enough, there's been a lot of things to prove that I was right. But I think maybe the Lord is wanting me to move. So I have some plans, but I leave it in his hands first. He directs, and if that's not the way, well, then, Lord, show me the way.
Exactly,
the way.
Yeah. There's always that place called there, you know, that we're supposed to be in the right place that has purpose for us. So I just agree with you that God will show you where you're supposed to be, and will help orchestrate it and bring all of the ends together so that you make a move when and where and in his timing and all of that. So,
Yeah, I don't do anything until he says. But, yeah, it's been about 21 years, 22, 21, 21 years of this prayer, and finally I'm like, Lord, if it's not going to happen, it's never going to happen, so you please show me, because I feel like I'm out of place here, honestly.
Okay. Well, I mean, you would know in your heart, so I'll just be agreeing with you that the Lord will show you where you're supposed to be, and will bring things together, and put all the pieces together, and cause it to happen, get you exactly where you want to be. Where you want to be.
As a military wife, I moved a lot, and I knew when I was in the right place and when I wasn't, and I know that I'm not supposed to be here for some reason. So I won't keep you too long, because we don't want to block people from dialing in for Randy's show.
Exactly. Yeah, I've got one more caller I'm going to try to get to right quick. So anyhow, well, God bless you, girl. It was good visiting with you.
Nice to hear you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, 817-691. Who am I speaking with, and where are you calling from? Okay, maybe I put them to sleep. All right, well, I'm actually out of time tonight anyhow. I've got to get off of here and allow Randy to do his program. I hate it that I missed that person. So anyhow, God bless you guys. It's so wonderful to be back, and I love each and every one of you, and I just hope you have a wonderful week, and feel close to God. In Jesus' name, amen.